our conclusion as a result of the research for that report is that the weather patterns for El Nino would be positive for both corn and soybean production, and likely result in yields that are above average and perhaps above what is currently predicted or estimated by USDA.
As you look at the survey, are there parts of the Corn Belt that would benefit more from this type of weather system that we're to move in, or is it a pretty broad-reaching good thing for yields?
Yeah, in terms of the Midwest or Corn Belt, based on the information in the research, broadly positive for yield across most of the Corn Belt. The areas that I guess I would categorize as fringe would be the Eastern Corn Belt, Ohio, Indiana, that are already experiencing some of the effect with having a wetter than normal spring season, with some level of prevent plant in that area, so probably not as positive for some of the growers in the Eastern Corn Belt, and that was also true in a small portion of the Western Corn Belt. Western Iowa, Eastern Nebraska also experienced wetter than normal conditions during planting season. Having said that, I think the yield across the Midwest will, in other areas, will make up for any lost production in those areas because near ideal conditions through pollination for corn and pod set for beans the last 2 to 3 weeks.
What is the best way for producers, or do producers need to prepare for an El Nino event heading into 2016?
I think the key item that we would perhaps highlight for producers is the positive effects, or the potential for positive effects for yields for 2015, and what that means for crop prices for the 2015 crop, and perhaps as importantly for 2016 crops. So our suggestion to producers is to be very mindful, i.e. pay attention to both short and long range weather forecasts to the extent that, you know, history is a good indicator or a reasonable indicator for what that means for the remainder of 2015 and 2016, and take advantages of opportunities to price the 2015 crop and perhaps even 2016 crop on potential price rallies, because we believe that if the predictions for El Nino and the impacts of that El Nino actually materialize, it will be positive for yields and create some downward pressure on pricing.
In terms of prices, is that a concern? Should that be a concern for growers after what seems to be a fairly large crop so far by estimates for 2015 and being followed by another one in 2016 after two really good years already?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's clearly an element of concern on what back-to-back and perhaps 3 years of relatively large crops for both corn and soybeans, and for that matter, other grain crops as well. Clearly looking at what the impact of that supply will do to pricing. I think for many producers, looking at what their break-even costs are and maybe being very diligent in terms of how they can be more efficient in their operations, particularly as we look at 2016. The other item, as I mentioned earlier, price rallies, and although this is an after-the-fact statement, over the last 5 weeks, we saw some pretty substantial price rallies in both corn and soybeans, and producers that took advantage of those, I think, are going to be in much better stead than those that may be largely unpriced at this point. And we saw yesterday, you know, another downturn in prices. I believe both corn and soybeans were, or soybeans at least, were limit down yesterday, and that is an indication of volatility, which I think can be a good thing for producers if they're very mindful of the potential for upward rallies and take advantage of that pricing opportunity.